Blog Talk Radio.
Today is February the 15th, 2009, and this is another edition of Health Talk Live. Welcome to another edition of Health Talk Live. I'm your host, Indy Shaheed, bringing you an informative show that discusses the everyday problems that individuals deal with when suffering with eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis. This is your first time tuning in to the show. We'd like to inform you that Health Talk Live is sponsored by Excel Pharmaceuticals. At Excel Pharmaceuticals, we manufacture all natural-based products for the control and management of eczema, psoriasis, and contact dermatitis. At Excel Pharmaceuticals, we're also heavily involved in the study and prevention of premature hair loss. For more information about Excel Pharmaceuticals and all its natural-based products, do visit our website at www.xcel-n.com. That's xcel-n.com. As always on Health Talk Live, I'm accompanied by my great hosts, Monica and Gary. Good evening, Monica and Gary. How are you all doing?
Doing well.
Everything is great. Good evening.
Yes, everything is great here at Excel Pharmaceuticals. We have a very interesting show, and we think it will be an informative show for our listening audience today. Again, if you all are listening and you want to get in on our conversations, our call-in number is 347-202-0758. That's 347-202-0758. In a moment, we'll also be opening up our chat line, so if you have any questions and you don't want to call in, you can still send us a message, and we'll get to it as quickly as possible. As you know, at Excel Pharmaceuticals, we're heavily involved in the study and the management of eczema and psoriasis and contact dermatitis. And Monica and Gary, we're going to have some special guests. They're going to come on a little bit later on in our show, and they're going to give us some information from a more clinical perspective on some observations that they have made in terms of individuals who have used Excel Pharmaceuticals skin ointment product. So I think that's going to be very, very interesting. What do you guys think?
It sounds good. Very exciting.
Yeah, a clinical point of view was always good, you know, to have someone from a professional point of view give us some really good insight as to how well this product is performing.
Yeah, you're right, Gary. And as we said in the moment, we're going to bring them on a little bit later on in the show. First of all, we're going to, as we always do on Health Talk Live, we talk about some of the current information that our listening audience may be interested in, information that is not always found in the general media, but has a lot to do with the health and upkeep of everybody's daily lives and activities. And in a moment, we're going to get back, and we're going to discuss that information, as we always do here on Health Talk Live. But for right now, We're going to go to a short break, and we're going to be right back in a moment, so stay tuned. Okay, we're back here at Health Talk Live. If you want to call in, our call-in number is now 347-202-0758. That's 347-202-0758. That's our call-in number. Our chat line is now also open and available. If you want to send us a text message, you can do so at this time. I want to read something right quick and on eczema. Here is a study from the, I think this study is from the American Eczema Society. It was published in August of 2007. And it's titled, A Population-Based Survey of Eczema Prevalence in the United States. That's the title of this particular article. And I'll just read different excerpts from it, and then we'll discuss it as we go. Eczema and atopic dermatitis are recognized as major health problems worldwide. Prevalence estimates are as high as one-third of the population, depending on the country studied, the age, range of the subjects, and the diagnostic criteria used. National estimates of prevalence for the United States population are lacking. So, basically, there have been many studies done in the past on the prevalence of eczema in America, but there really hasn't been any concrete information, whereas someone could actually codify and say these many people actually have eczema, these many people have these type symptoms, and in terms of what they actually mean. So there appeared to be a need for someone to do the study, and of course this study was then issued. And let me read on. They also here talk about how they define eczema and atopic dermatitis. And this is the first study, Monica and Gary, that actually includes them all in eczema, but they separate them based on severity, and you'll see in a moment. It says, empirical eczema was defined by itching, scratching, and a rash. Okay, that's pretty much what empirical eczema. I mean, if you had you're itching and you're scratching and you exhibited a rash, that was empirical eczema. Empirical atopic dermatitis was defined by itching, scratching, inflamed rash, excessive drying and scaling, cracking, bleeding that lasted longer than 14 days. So that's the definition between the two. And as you can see, they actually overlap a lot, but it just depends upon how long that the symptoms occurred. So what do you think about that in terms of how they're defining eczema and atopic dermatitis, Gary?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was listening there, and sounds like that over time with that inflamed and itching that it begins to grow or you know begins to expand over as time goes on and becomes more moderate or severe. Is that what it sounds like they're saying?
Exactly, that's what they're saying. They're saying it generally that you know anybody could basically have eczema if you have certain symptoms that reoccurs and lasts you know up to 14 days, but they specify more closely atopic dermatitis is a little bit more severe. So they did this study that just you know they pretty much made a baseline or some guidelines or some methods for being able to determine which individuals fell in a certain category. Okay, and this is what they found. This is the results they found. They surveyed 60,000 households. Out of the 60,000 households, 42,000 responded, which was equivalent to 116,000 individuals, roughly. Okay, they say out of that 116,000 individuals, a total of 19,889 of that population experienced one of the symptoms of eczema or atopic dermatitis. So roughly it came out to be 17.1%. Okay, so basically what the data is saying, it's a pretty large pool of individuals. So essentially what they're saying is roughly 17% of the American population have some type of eczema or atopic dermatitis. And that's a pretty big number when you start, you know, putting the values to it. You start expanding among the large American population. Let me go on and read again. It says, based on the empirical criteria, eczema, meaning just normal eczema, was identified in 12,400 individuals. And then it went on to say that atopic dermatitis was identified in 6,931 individuals. So essentially that's how they got their number. It says the overall prevalence of empirical eczema and empirical atopic dermatitis was relatively consistent and showed no linear trend among different size population centers. In other words, it didn't really matter whether it's in New York or whether it's in, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi. The percentages were essentially the same. Even more interesting in the study, they showed that it really was the same among different ethnic backgrounds, that didn't matter whether you was Asian, of Asian background, or African-American background, of a European background, or a Hispanic background, was pretty much the same thing. It was 17.1% across the board. And, you know, some people think that eczema is more prevalent in certain races than others, but this massive study pretty much shows that it's not. What do you think about that, Monica?
Oh, that's very interesting. Did they break it down by age? I know it said by region, it's pretty much across the board. Did you get any information on age?
They did get some information on age. It's a very large study, and we won't go into that tonight. But what they did say is that the younger the person that exhibited these symptoms, the more prone they had, you know, what they call restless nights or sleepless nights. In other words, younger kids tended to not sleep very well, you know, with this problem. But they do break some things down by age. That's a good question. It goes on to say, for many individuals, eczema and atopic dermatitis are chronic, unremitting, their symptoms experienced daily. In other words, some of these people, 28% of the pool, are experiencing eczema symptoms on a daily basis. I mean, they're having some difficult times managing this situation. I mean, that's a large amount of people. If you got 71% of the population and 28% of these people, almost a third of those people are dealing with this problem every day. I mean, you know, that's really, really interesting.
Yeah, and the kids are not getting any rest. You know, the parents are not getting any rest either. So it affects
exactly.
the family.
So really it's a family issue. It's a family health issue. You know, because mama can't sleep and the dad can't sleep. They both got to get up and go to work the next morning. So everybody mad. You go to work with a bad attitude because the kid, you know, kept up all night last night. So there's a need to study this more in detail. And also, it further goes on to say that that this is more, again, prevalent in younger people in terms of their, you know, restlessness than older people. At the conclusion of the study, this is what they came to the conclusion. If you extrapolate this data out of the estimated United States population of about 300 million, according to the U.S. Census, as of July 2005, the amount of people affected with eczema and atopic dermatitis is 32 million people. 32 million people. If it's taken together, these prevalence estimates are of the same magnitude as those of other chronic conditions such as migraines, which affects approximately 35 million people, hay fever and allergic rhinitis, which affects approximately 36 million people, and arthritis, which affects approximately 40 million people, and roughly two-thirds of the individuals with eczema and AD, atopic dermatitis, skin symptoms are moderate to severe, and more than one-third sleep is sometimes or frequently disturbed. So, as you can see, this is a very, very chronic situation. Okay? It says, our results indicate that eczema and atopic dermatitis are remarkably underdiagnosed by physicians in the United States. Among individuals reporting skin symptoms during the previous year, only 37% reported a physician diagnosis of eczema. Okay? And it concludes with the estimates of prevalence provides information regarding the public health toll and societal costs of specific diseases. These results of the current study highlight the important impact of eczema and atopic dermatitis on health and suggest a major economic impact. And there's another study that I ran across recently that says last year, between $1 to $4 billion was spent on eczema drugs or over-the-counter medications. I just think that's incredible, don't you, Gary?
Yeah, I really do. And in that study, does it say anything about, like, what causes it or, you know, whether is this hereditary or what brings about eczema?
No, the study does not go into that. The study is only was put together to determine how many people in the United States of America are afflicted with eczema or eczema-type conditions.
And are we seeing an increase of that over the last few years? Is it going? The numbers going up?
Well, you know, this study didn't answer that, Monica, but there's other studies that suggest that eczema is going up, particularly as poverty level increases. The prevalence of eczema increases. As the poverty level decreases, the prevalence of eczema decreases. This suggests that when people don't have money to have good health care, they can't manage their conditions, or maybe they cannot buy the type of nutritious foods or various mineral and vitamin supplements that may help them manage their overall health, and subsequently they are prone to various different type of disorders, in this particular case, the skin disorder, eczema, and psoriasis. So, I mean, it does raise some interesting issues about, you know, eczema and poverty, you know, in the United States of America.
So we need to hurry up and get this economic situation fixed here in the country.
Exactly. Or they need to buy more XLSO and just resolve the problem right off the top.
Absolutely.
That's what I. So it's a good situation, but you know, this is some information that's really important. I think for our listening audience, particularly those people who have eczema, psoriasis, and contact dermatitis. Again, at Excel Pharmaceuticals, we're heavily involved with the study of how to manage and control your eczema flare-ups and outbursts. And for more information, you can go to our website at www.xcel-n.com, and you can also call us at our number, 210-854-8512. Again, if anyone wants to call in and if they have a question, they can. Our call-in number is 347-202-0758. Gary, you have anything you want to say on this before we go to the break?
Yeah, I really do. You know, and for those of you that are listening and thinking that we're just promoting our product, you know, telling you this to promote our product, well, you really should go to Blog Talk and listen to our testimonial day that we had and the results that people have gotten from using the XLSO, and some of them that have been going to different doctors and dermatologists and trying things for many, many, many years. So it's not that MD Shahid is telling you this for a wrong reason. He's telling you that through the grace and help of good science and God, he has been able to unlock, you know, the mystery behind being able to help you manage your contact dermatitis or your eczema and psoriasis. And it's a wonderful product, and it's priced just right, and it can really, really, really be helpful. We've seen it over and over and over again. So this is why we are here and offering you to take a look at our product.
Okay, that's really good, and you're right. Our product is designed to help you manage your eczema, your psoriasis, or your contact dermatitis. We spent a lot of years in XL Nutraceutical developing the science behind eczema and psoriasis management. Our products don't contain any steroids. There are no steroids in our products. There are a lot of companies that claim that they sell all-natural products. And when you get them, many studies have shown that many of them contain small amounts of steroids, in fact, very toxic and dangerous steroids that are highly regulated in the United States of America. A lot of these products come from overseas, but our products, again, are free of steroids. We have no dangerous chemicals, any cancer-causing chemicals. There are no toxic substances in our product. Our product has been used by thousands of people now. It's a natural-based formula. It's fast and effective and, for sure, a viable alternative to the use of drugs and toxic substances. So, with that being said, we're going to take a short break now. We're waiting on our guests to call in. And hopefully when we come back, our guests will call in and talk about some very interesting things on eczema and psoriasis. So, if you're out there, stay tuned. And we'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Health Talk Live. I'm your host, MD Shaheen, along with my special hosts, Monica and Gary. And we're talking eczema, contact dermatitis, and psoriasis. Excel, nutraceuticals, all natural-based products. Monica and Gary, as you know, we've been talking about eczema and psoriasis, and we talked to our listening audience earlier that we were going to have some special guests on the show. They have joined us right now on line three. I think Sherry, Ann, are you with us?
Yes.
Good evening. How are you all doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. This is Health Talk Live. We want to thank you all for accompanying us tonight and being a part of our show. Earlier we were talking about eczema and psoriasis and some other things as we normally do on our show. Basically, I guess we can start with you, Shara. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then Ann, you can also just tell a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into some more specific information.
Excuse me. I'm a registered nurse. I've been nursing for like 21 years, and mostly medical and ICU. That's about it.
Okay. And then, what about you?
I'm a registered nurse also, and I've been a nurse for about 12 years. I've worked a variety of areas, emergency and also radiology, telemetry, medical, surgical. So.
Okay. All right. We have you guys on the show. We know that you, not directly, but have some direct knowledge of Excel Nutraceuticals products, our eczema product, SO, as well as our clarifier products for the hair for relieving, mild dandruff of the scalp. And I guess we'd just like for you all to share with our listening audience any observations that you've seen or noticed or any personal experience that you had with any of our natural products, or particularly our Excel
or
SO product?
Well, I used the SO product on my grandson and nephew. My grandson had this thick, dry, leathery skin. And when I met Gary, he was telling me about your product. So I used it on him, and it cleared him up. It would have cleared him up faster if his mama would have used it, but she didn't like the smell of it, so she wouldn't use it that often. But his skin is now basically smooth in most areas. He still have a little problem on the back of his neck and his hands. But his mother finally ordered the product, and she's going to start using it. She got it today, actually. She got it yesterday, actually. So she'll start using it. She sees that it works. She actually said, "It really works." So she's going to start using it. And my nephew, his mom got it right away, and he had it on his elbows. with this real thick, pink, itchy skin, and we can see the difference on him in a couple of days. And now he's all cleared up, and she's continuing to use it on him. I used the hair growth product on my mom, which her scalp is pretty bad, so she sees some new growth, but I can't tell what she says is growing. And I used the clarifier and shampoo on me because I had a lot of itchy, bad itchy scalp, and this itching is about gone with using the clarifier. So that's my personal use of it, all of it.
Okay.
I told Ann about it, so I don't know what all she's used so far.
Well, since Cheryl told me about it, I used the stimulator, the hair growth stimulator. It works pretty good. You have to just use it in small amounts because a little bit goes a long way. First time I put it on, it was just weighed my hair down. But then Cheryl told me to just use it in smaller amounts, so I just used a smaller amount, and it really cut down flakes. I have a really bad problem with flaky scalp and itchy scalp. So it really, whenever I had an itch, I put a little bit of that on, and it stopped the itch. And I noticed my hair is growing a lot faster, especially in the areas where I put it. So I recently got my hair cut, but it's like really growing out now. I got cut about a month ago, but it's just growing really fast when I use that product.
Well, and I mean, that's what XLHGS is supposed to do. It's designed to stimulate your hair so it'll grow. And that's really, really good because that lets us know, again, that's just another testimony on how effective that particular product works in terms of repairing damaged hair follicle beds. And once those are repaired, or either clearing up, mild the scalp, that will help facilitate the hair growth. I do know that you are aware, it's my understanding that maybe somebody you're aware of maybe have eczema, but you don't know yet because they have not got around to it. But from your experience, do you have any experience with people with various skin disorders, again, in the medical industry or maybe wherever, you've seen anything or how things are done or maybe any comparison? Maybe I know, Cheryl, you said that your daughter's son maybe or somebody had the problem and, that they have this problem. Have you seen anything in terms of comparison, how well it compare, how SO may compare with these other medications?
Well, I saw recently this lady had real bad eczema on her leg, just one leg, and the wound nurses came and put this thick, I don't know what kind of ointment all over her leg and then keep it wrapped in these special wraps, and that seems what to be what they're doing right now, and plus they put her on steroids too. But then steroids have that bad side effect to make you have the moon face and lower your immune system down. But that's what I've seen them do lately. Used to long ago, they used to put them on antibiotics, and as long as they were on the antibiotics, the skin stayed cleared up. As soon as they got off of them, it came back. And then they get the side effects of yeast infections and stuff like that, being on antibiotics so long. But using on my grandson, he didn't have any side effects. He's under a year old, and just using it like an ointment, like lotion on his skin is how we was using it because he had it basically all.
And how old is your grandson?
He'll be a year in March, but we started using it on him November last year, so he's what, eight? Mm-hmm. 8 months old then, 8, 9 months old when we first started using it on him. Now his skin actually feels like a baby. He felt like he's a leather person.
And did he have problems, Sarah and Anna? This is Monica. I have a question. On your grandson, did he have problems sleeping at night?
Yes, he cried all the time. which me and my mom couldn't understand why he cried. Just he would just break out and start crying for no reason, just screaming. So I don't know if he was in pain or what, but it seems like, well, he doesn't do that anymore, but he used to just cry.
Oh, so that kind of goes along with the article, Shay, that you're talking about earlier, how really when someone, especially a small child, has eczema and is suffering, it impacts the entire family.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because if a child can't sleep because he's itching just crazy, I mean, you know, a lot of times these individuals will scratch so bad until they just crack the skin, and the skin just starts bleeding. And then that just leads to more infection, which leads to more itching, which leads to more scratching, and it's just a vicious cycle, you know. And so ultimately the parent can't sleep, and, you know, and everybody gets upset because they're constantly getting up, and, you know, and so it's a sleepless night, and you wind up going to the doctor, and he constantly just changes you out on more and more, you know, steroids. So the fact that you observe that once on the XLSO that the child was able to have a good sleep, because the thing is, as long as you can keep them from itching, I mean scratching, pardon me, then the quicker they can get better. The longer they scratch, the more damage they do to the skin tissue. So, I mean, this is a good thing because that's the whole idea, and I guess that's what they're trying to do in the medicinal area is essentially put enough moisturizer on the area of this damage and so that it won't dry out, and that's the theory. I'm sure that's what they're working on, and so that the individual won't scratch as much. You know, but, again, those are only temporary solutions. They're not real solutions to the problem. So, Ann, have you seen anything?
Well, I haven't experienced use of the SL product for the psoriasis. But, I mean, I do have a cousin that has that problem, but I haven't. She used to use those steroids, like Shira mentioned, and also creams that cost a lot of money. But because they're so expensive, she doesn't use anything right at the moment.
Okay. Hi, Ann, this is Gary. I just wanted to ask you, I know dry, itchy, flaky scalp can just about drive a person crazy, especially when you're at work trying to maneuver around and do what you have to do. In your experience, I mean, I'm sure you've tried a lot of different products up until now. How would the HGS compared to some of the other things that you've tried over the years?
It really, like I said, just using a small amount goes a long way, uh-huh. And all of the other stuff seemed to clog my pores, made it seem, I don't know, heavy, whereas if I used just a little bit of that, you know, it really kind of went a long way. And it really didn't feel like it clogged my pores, you know. So.
Well, you know, on our instructions or directions, we do talk about how to use a product. And a lot of people make that mistake. They think, well, you know, when it comes out of the bottle, I just squirt some out and I put it in this particular spot or in my hair, you know, a little bit more hurt, a little bit more. Actually, a little bit more doesn't help either. I mean, the product is designed to be very concentrated, to deliver a concentrated active at the spot of application. That's why we have it in the application unit. We have it in a unit that delivers it by an application tip. And so all you really need is you squeeze, once that little drop comes out and it separates from the tip, you're done. That's all you need. And if you use it that way, it'll last you quite a bit of time. But again, a lot of people, you know, they use it, you know, how they used to use another product in the past. But if you use it according to the directions, you'll get the maximum benefit and, you know, the particular amount of the unit that you have, it'll last a lot longer. Because really, if you use more, it's just really a waste. There's only so much can be absorbed. It's designed so much to be absorbed. The rest of it, you know, obviously when you're washing your hair, with our organic shampoo, of course, you wash that once a week, and it is just remove any residual. But it also removes any materials that may have been blocking skin pores that's preventing healthy hair growth. But I do find it interesting about your son. Your son-in-law with the use of the XLSO. Did he use any other materials? You know, he's obviously a young child. For his problems, did they give him any other products? Did the doctor, did they take him to a dermatologist or a medical doctor, and did they prescribe any other medications? Are you aware of that?
Oh, my grandson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they took him. He had a prescription medication that they used to use on him, and his mother said it don't work, and she stopped putting it on him, and it was expensive to fill, so she just stopped buying it. And then when I found out she wasn't putting anything on him, and I found out about this product, we started using that on him, and she had long stopped using the prescription drug that they gave her. She said it just didn't work. He still itched his scalp, and it was from his head to his toe. His scalp and his head would split in the back, and he's bleeding his head and stuff. So, yeah, she stopped using that, like, long ago. So he was just dry and scaly, and she used that Aveeno oil, you know, that Aveeno oatmeal bath and all that kind of stuff just for dry skin to try to help him, but none of that stuff actually helped him.
Now, was any of that, I don't know how she bought it. Was these prescribed medicines, were they expensive? I mean, did she get them on a plan? In terms of cost, do you know anything about that?
Well, she said it was $100-some every time she went. I don't know how exact amount, but she was very unhappy with it. So she bought it once or twice, and then she stopped buying it. Because it cost so much and did not work, she just stopped getting it. It was a prescription.
Okay. So she didn't take him back to her pediatrician or to a medical doctor and say, hey, you know, this is not working. You got anything else? Or did they voluntarily say, hey, we're going to take him off of one medication and let's try another medication? You said she just used that one medication and then she was dissatisfied with it, so she stopped.
Yeah, she's just that way. If it don't work, she'll just start using something else. She just tried to make him feel better. He was not sleeping and uncomfortable, so she was just trying to make him comfortable. So she get upset with doctors quick. So no, she didn't go back, and she told him it didn't work, but she just stopped buying it, stopped getting it.
So I have one. And may I get some clarification? I think you said your grandson. When you started using the XLSO on him, it was, a couple of days, and you started seeing he was getting relief? I mean, is that what you said earlier?
That was my nephew. He had it on his elbows.
Your nephew? Okay.
He was here for Christmas holidays, and we used some of my grandson's XO on him, and he instantly stopped itching and running around playing. You can see the inflammation. His elbows looked like they were swollen with an extra thick layer of skin on them to me. And we put it on, the inflammation went down, and they stopped being so red. And within a couple of days, his mom rubbed it on him like twice a day while they were there. And within a couple of days, he looked much better, and he stopped itching, and she ordered it before she left my house. And she got it about within a week or two. So now he's all better.
Okay. That's interesting. Monica, you got any more comments? Say it again now.
It took much longer with my grandson. He had it all over, and he only came to the house twice a week. So, and his mom didn't use it on him at home, so it took much longer on him.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing, a good point to make, that it is a direct correlation between the frequency in which you use the XLSO and how quickly you begin to see the skin repair itself and the kids to get some relief. And I know you said that your daughter didn't care for the smell, and that's one thing we do say, that we don't add any fragrances or deodorants to our product, because that can also be an irritant to the skin, especially if you do have eczema or psoriasis. So the smell itself, that will dissipate shortly after application, after it's absorbed in the skin, but that's not a bad trade-off to get some relief for your kids and some sleep at night.
Exactly, and again, it's not a drug, and people are used to you know, purchasing your drugs or using drugs from a physician, you know, a pharmacy. And so there's a tendency to say, well, I'll put a little bit on in the morning, I'll put a little bit on at night and see what's going to happen. This is a composition of 18 herbal extracts from a plant. Some of the extracts are from plants, some are from the flower, some are from the fruit of a plant, combined with various natural oils, organic acids, amino acids, and some selected antioxidants that we use. Now, I know that sounds like a lot to swallow, but here again, I'm falling back on my R&D backdrop. I was 25 years R&D science, senior R&D scientist for two of the world's largest chemical companies. Also, subsequent to that, I worked for a pharmaceutical company, actually, many years ago, in some of these similar, not this area, but in some areas directly for the maintenance upkeep of human health. So in that area, so I'm, you know, have a lot of knowledge in those areas in terms of background. So what we've done, Sherry and Ann, is we have studied the incompatible or the deficiency or the defect in the immune response and how the immune response occurs in terms of the chemical pathway. And then by studying that, we concluded that, okay, you know, maybe we can't cure this skin disorder, but we can manage it. And we can manage it by modulating how the immune system responses. So these particular herbal extracts, although they seem simple in name, and some of them are common day things you hear on the news, green tea, you know, saw palmetto, berry, you know, these things, they contain certain substances. And we actually make sure that our suppliers have a certain amount of those, can provide us with a product that has a certain amount of those substances in it. We combine them together, and what they do is they, when applied to the surface of the skin, they immediately affect those particular biochemical pathways without affecting the genome or genetic of the individual. So that's why the products are low toxicity or non-toxic at all, because we don't mess with the individual's production of certain biological materials in the human body. We simply control it. In other words, if you're driving in a car and you're going 80 miles an hour, well, okay, I don't want you to drive 80 miles an hour, Ann, because I'm afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So I put a governor in there, and you can drive fast, but you can only drive 55 miles an hour. You see what I'm saying? So that way, that's a speed that I think you can handle the vehicle so you don't drive down the freeway and hurt yourself. So you still have the object to drive, and you go anywhere you want. You just drive under controlled conditions. So that's what the XLSO does, and that's why it's effective, and that's why you're seeing the observations that you guys have seen. Gary, you got any quick comments on this?
Yeah, I'd just like to ask, Ann and Sherry, you all have been in this for many years combined, and I hope, were you all listening when he was talking about the study that was done and the, what, about 17% of the population? Have you all over the years noticed an increase in patients that have skin disorders in some of the hospitals that or facilities that you all have worked in?
I have, working on the medical floor this last couple of years. I've noticed a lot of people have skin problems that I didn't ever notice before. And I don't know if I didn't notice it before because I didn't, it just wasn't my feel, or it's just been brought to my attention or whatever. But, yeah, it's a lot of people that have this dry skin, and some of it's red and inflamed, and they're using all kinds of products that doesn't work. And most of them are on steroids or antibiotics, still trying to keep it intact.
I've noticed people with skin disorders. A lot of times, it's effect of their medications that they're taking. Like some people are taking chemotherapy, and that, you know, contributes to some of their skin problems that I've seen, like dry skin, redness, prone to rashes. So I've seen a lot in the years that I've been in nursing, especially but working in the radiology department, dealing with patients, that are receiving chemotherapy.
That's
interesting. So you all are also pretty familiar with a lot of the pharmaceutical products that have been out and around since you all have been in this profession also.
Yeah.
Not real, real familiar, but, like when I take a history of a patient, they tell me, they're using this skin product. So I've seen a lot of times where they've been using these skin products. But when I look at their skin, it doesn't really seem to be doing much good.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I want to, it's been a lot of good information. You guys got anything to say to our very, very special guests tonight, Cheryl and Ann? We really do appreciate you guys spending some time and coming out and tonight and calling in and sharing with us your expertise and your experience and your observations just in the clinical area as well as using XR Pharmaceuticals products. And I do want to thank you all. You guys got any final questions or anything, comments you want to make?
Yeah, I was saying with the HGS, since you guys are using that too, the hair product, you're going to notice your hair is going to start growing so fast, you're going to say, man, I just can't believe it. Because, the more you use it, the accelerate the growth of your hair, it's going to just be phenomenal. So I encourage you, just keep using it. And like you said, you just need a drop and massage it into your scalp, and you're going to be very, very pleased.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
It's good to know.
Well, I want to thank you guys again for being on the show. And we do appreciate you coming out with us here tonight at Health Talk Live. And we do want to thank you for coming out, and maybe we have you guys on again. So thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening, ladies. Thank you.
Okay, this is Health Talk Live. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back in just a moment. Okay, this is Health Talk Live. Your host can be Shaheen with Monica and Gary. Monica and Gary, we have about 4 minutes left in the show. You guys want to sum up tonight's program?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, people are talking and the word is getting out, not only in the general public, but in some down up and down the halls of some hospitals and doctor's offices and dermatology clinics that, you know, hey, there's this little company. They've got a great product that really works. And we're finding this out from here in the United States and around the world. And just would like to say that, you know, if you or someone you know is suffering from eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis, and not getting some relief from what you're using, I would like to challenge you to try the XL Nutraceutical SO on you or your family member, and you'll be saying, hey, there's this little company, XL Nutraceuticals. They have this product, and it really works.
Monica, you got the last word, 30 seconds.
Well, I think they kind of summed it up, Shara and Ann, that there are some alternatives out there, and even those in the medical field have to recognize that sometimes we need to do something a little bit different if what we're doing is not working.
Well, I guess that wraps it up. This is your host, MD Shaheen, with Monica and Gary. You've been listening to Health Talk Live, a program sponsored by XL Nutraceuticals for the management and control of eczema, psoriasis, and contact dermatitis. Tune in next week and every week at the same time for another edition of Health Talk Live. Good night, and do take care.